I was chatting to a couple of grey nomads last night at a function. They have been caravanning around Australia, and they've just, in the last, I think it was 5 weeks, they've just settled here in southeast Queensland, on the Sunshine Coast, in fact. And they were most interested in what you're about to hear. A couple who have created a flying motorhome, a flying caravan. Richard Green, good morning.
Good morning, Spencer.
Tell us exactly what it is. I've been teasing this all morning, and our listeners just want to know what the heck I'm talking about. What is it that you and Carol used to see the world?
Well, I don't know about the grey nomad bit. I wish I had enough hair to be for it to be grey. It used to have a ponytail.
The shiny pink nomad.
But it's a pink one at the moment. Well, no, we use a twin turbine helicopter to get around, which is very, very nice.
And how have you equipped the helicopter? What's inside?
Well, I've taken all the passenger seats out and put in a long-range fuel tank, because these aircraft are designed for flying around Europe, where the distances are far less, and a fridge and freezer.
Fridge, freezer, long-range, long-distance fuel tank. Can you sleep on board?
Oh, no, there isn't room for that, because it's chock-a-block full. It's it's full of camping equipment, photographic equipment, emergency equipment, tools in case there are problems. Literally fall to the roof.
But you camp. You land, camp, move
That's
on.
Right.
Land,
yep.
Camp, move on.
That's right.
How long have you been doing this for?
22 years.
22 years. Now, there's a reason that we're talking to you now, and we'll get to that reason very shortly. People can share in a bit of your joy in Ipswich very soon, and we'll explain why very, very shortly. Were you a pilot before you started doing this?
No. I started as a physicist, then became a computer scientist. When I was studying for my PhD at university, I got involved in building conventions on computer graphics. We're now talking about the late 60s. And they were very successful. The university decided they were too risky to put public money into, so I did it myself. And 20 years later, I think I owned the biggest and most successful high-tech convention company in the world, and sold it on the stock exchange, and looked for something different to do. And I've always been very, very interested in the environment and photography. I got interested in helicopters when my corporate lawyer took me for a spin up the Thames in his little baby two-seater Robinson helicopter. And I've always been very keen on motorbikes. And this was like a motorbike in three dimensions. You've got a thing called a joystick. You push it to the left, and it whizzes around to the left, and the same to the right, but like a motorbike. But when you pull it back, it goes zooming up. Or push it forward, it goes zooming down. And this was love at first flight. And I've been looking for things to do, working out what I might do when I've retired, because life had been fairly hectic building a company. And I put these three together: photography, which I've been keen on since school, the environment and nature, and I'd been to Australia a couple of times, was really keen on the bush, and worked out that if we emigrate to Australia, I'll learn to fly a helicopter, get a helicopter and use it to go up taking photographs in the bush, which is what we've been doing.
Fantastic. And so you travel, I mean, there's no need to follow the roads. You just go wherever you want, I suppose. But do you, like when you, we did a road trip 2 years ago. I took my family out west, and we went to Longreach and Winton, and we did it in about 2 weeks. And we we were there with all the grey nomads. It was September. It was the season for it. And what we learned very quickly was that you see the same people. You arrive in the town, and then you say, has Betty arrived yet? Has Bob arrived yet? Is it at all like that when the road is unimportant? Are there still people that you see as you fly around? Or
the only people we see are the refuelers. And so when we leave here, Sydney, on our way to Darwin, where we've got an apartment, we'd normally spend about a week to 10 days getting there via photographic locations. Wherever we're landing there, we do not see a soul. We make sure we're in places where there would not be a soul. We could often be 50 kilometres from the nearest habitation. But we do see refuelers.
Yes.
Often we're refueling from little tiny airfields, with often from drums.
Fantastic. So you have an exhibition coming up in Ipswich, which opens at the Art Gallery in the centre of town there on the 26th of November. So tell us about some of the photos that we might expect to see there.
Well, what's different about my photographs is they're big. Because I started off as a scientist, I'm applying the technology of digital photography to my skill or my art, and the photographs are up to 4 meters long and highly detailed. So I certainly remember the pleasure of standing incognito next to people at my exhibition at the National Library a few years ago, and they were sort of saying, "Oh, it's just like being there. I can almost hear the birds and smell the flowers," which is really what we're trying to do. What we're trying to do is to bring the benefit of what we get, getting out of these beautiful places, to everybody else.
And how are you achieving such detail on such large photos? Is it this gigapanning thing?
Using a very high megapixel camera and using multiple frames of photographs. So I'm normally joining maybe 10 photographs together to give you one wide panorama.
Yes. We played around with that on the program last year, took a photo of the CBD with the assistance of a photographer from Ipswich.
Yeah.
And largely it worked, except for when you look very closely, you see the yachts that are moored just next to the Botanic Gardens in Brisbane move ever so slightly. So there are all these little lines that are not joined up. Do you have issues with that, especially in nature? You can't tell things to keep quiet or keep still.
When I take the photo, it maybe takes me 20 minutes or a couple of hours to find what I regard as an interesting and artistically beautiful photograph. It takes maybe 10, 15 minutes to take the photograph. That's taking maybe 10 shots three or four times.
Yes.
But it could take up to 10 hours working it on computer to turn it into the photograph.
Fantastic. Tom Mason, I was trying to remember his name, is the name of the Ipswich photographer that helped us out to...
And again, if people are interested in how this is done, I've got two lectures I'm giving on the Sunday, the 27th, at the Art Gallery.
Oh, terrific.
First one on what we do, and the second one on how we do the photography.
Well, great to catch up with you this morning. I love that idea of the 3D motorbike flying off, zooming around and taking photos and then being able to share the joy in your travels with people. And this all opens at the Ipswich Art Gallery, 26th of November, and you set those talks the next day. Richard, so glad to have you on the program this morning.
The information's all on their website.
What is the URL for the website?
My URL is www.richardgreen.net.au, and there are links from there to the Ipswich
Excellent.
Website.
Lovely. Richard, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Cheers, bye.
Bye-bye. It's 6:30.